Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. I want to welcome you to Morning Coffee with Flavor. You know, it's just a place that we gather every Wednesday, share some good music, sometimes some good conversations. You know, I always have to put some thoughts out there. So this morning, the things that I could talk about this morning, but let me take you to church a little bit, all right? I want to play a little G-Wright with Just Pray.
People are hurting, people are searching, without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees to say a prayer. It changes me.
Just pray
for our name.
To start out today's show with. You know, I don't even know if what my dear friend G. Wright wrote and recorded this song. how it could be used and how much we would need it today versus the reasons behind why he wrote it, you know, a little bit ago. So hug yourselves this morning. Thank God for opening your eyes this morning and, you know, taking that first breath. There are people out there who are not able to do that, right? I want to tell you that, you know, together we can make a difference. I want to tell you that there is still hope out there. And I want you to know that I care. So much of my life I have done things to support other people. You know, I think it's a natural thing when you come up in a minister's family, you know, and you're raised in church and all of that. You know, sometimes it's not easy being a PK. It really isn't. You know, but the beautiful thing is being raised with wonderful, you know, morals and values and love and respect for other people. And, you know, that's why I do what I do today. That's why I love and support artists, because I just understand the power that they have. I know how influential art has been in my life, my whole life, you know, and, you know, what really works for me and what doesn't. And I gravitate to something that makes me feel good. Sometimes I do gravitate that to an art form or music that will allow me to kind of feel my pain, to feel my frustration. But generally, I gravitate to something that just will put that sense of peace in my soul, even if it's just a fun dancing piece or a book that makes me smile and laugh. I love things that make me feel good, and I love to be around people that make me feel good. Love your children. Find ways to gather and be able to have an open, safe conversation. I think that that's where it's going to start. There are people around our nation that are gathering. Even in my own family, we're, you know, gathering the youth and their parents and having an open conversation and just coming up with ways to, you know, find peace, how to be safe, how to work with the unsettled that's going on in the world right now due to the results of Trayvon Martin's case. And I think that we need to talk about it. I don't think we need to suppress it, but I do think that we need to keep perspective, you know, and, you know, find what it is that we can do to create a solution to this. I know that we feel very helpless right now, but the thing is we've got much more power than we claim. And that's why I challenge artists right now. I challenge you to use your creativity to create hope, to create peace, to create love, to create unity. You know, use your power. Use your power to make a difference in this world. We look up to you. We respect you. That's why you're even out there doing what you do, is because there are many of us that are paying attention, and we're paying attention here at Flava News Radio. So let me see. You know what? What piece could I play next? I'm trying to go through my list. I didn't think this through. I never do, do I? But I was trying to think this through as to what could bring some power to this morning on a morning coffee with Flava. You know what? I'm going to take you in a hip-hop direction. I have so much love and respect to these gentlemen. You know that they're my family. They work in the community. They work with our youth. They help build. You know, it's not about tearing down when it comes to Black Stacks, JCK, Silas Black, and Felicia Loud. So I'm going to play Rap for Intellect. I call it Power is the Mic.
The microphone is power in a different sense, but ultimately it can be equally as devastating and have as much impact as a gun if used properly.
Mm.
The microphone is power in a different sense.
My mind, perception, body, soul, rap for intellect.
Rap for intellect.
Conversations with J.C. Cage, you know, during this time of unrest in our country behind Trayvon Martin, and it's opened up some great dialogue. And I really, really want to encourage you to find your places to have that dialogue. Black Stacks is going to be doing a private listening party. We've got a new project coming out. It's a live project of Black Stacks. We've got some footage that we've put together so you can see some visuals and have an understanding of the evolution of Black Stacks. You get to meet them. You get to hear them. You know, just sharing some time. And so, you know, if you don't know about this particular event, go check it out on Facebook. It's on my Facebook page. We'll put it out a little bit more. We're calling it a private party because we're limiting the number of people that are coming. You really do need to RSVP or purchase your tickets now. And, you know, it's just a good time, you know, with those people that are meant to be together. This Thursday at Lucid, the doors open at 7. So I believe it's from 7 to 9. So if you have any questions about that and you don't find the event on Facebook or you didn't receive a text or an email from one of us, email me at radio@flavanews.com and I will definitely get you that information. And I'll give you more information later about how you can get a copy of Black Stacks Live at the Triple Door here in the near future. I want to introduce you online to a gentleman who is a dear friend of mine. He and I have been friends since, you know, the very beginning days of, you know, of me being known as Lady Flava. His name is Lamont Carey. And, oh, the things that he's doing, the things that he's trying to do to support his community out there in Washington, D.C., and to take it further, I have so much admiration. He understands the concept of, you know, being a part of making a difference. He understands that trying to gather the people can be so effective. He is putting together some events around the Washington, D.C. area, different venues, different people, and opening up, you know, the dialogues and bringing forth some solutions to bring peace in our community. He's joined forces with some youth mentors. He's joined forces with church, politicians, you know. So please, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, reach out to him. Let him know you're on board, you want to support what he's doing, you want to be a part of it. Find out more about what's going on, where they're going to take place. So you can contact Lamont Carey at lacareyentertainment@yahoo.com. Let him know that you heard about him from Lady Flava. And, you know, let's do our part. Let's do our part. There are people like Lamont Carey all over the United States putting together, you know, gatherings, you know, to start the conversations. And it should not stop here. It should not stop here. I believe it's something we need to continue. And I think it's too easy to go home and have these conversations amongst ourselves, you know, and do nothing with it. This is when I really want to impress upon you to take action, and keep it safe and keep it healthy. You know, our children are watching us right now, and it's really important, you know, what it is that we do as adults in representing how we feel and how we move forward, because we can move forward. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Flava Coffee House today for Morning Coffee with Flava. You don't have to be here. You don't have to be here, but I appreciate you being here. I want to play a piece from my business partner's new CD, and it's called Silent Eyes by Mark Van Claggett.
one thing that I wish for you is just to be natural.
You have the grace.
put down what you're about to do today and every day, for it is about the pleasures of you. Pull out your favorite menu while I hand feed you all your fantasies. You make me feel like the man my family intended me to be. Vision of the way that I'm about to touch you, girl. Place your hands inside mine. See how perfect they fit, babe. A birth of a true miracle is about to happen. Can I get a witness?
Myself alone. at the dock of the bay, watching the sun do yoga. The big boat fill up, hold up, man. I see this whole gang about soda, mixing whack rhymes in the kitchen with some soda, selling crack music to the kids on the corner. My people are sick, you a leech. I'm a donor, I'm a preach, microphone and check through. Holy roller, I've been listening, dreamer. If you're still living there, get on down to the love song, religion of the scholar of the thought. I knew the harlot better. Did she do it for the love, or did she do it for the chat? See, I call her Cinderella. She taught me that song and she sang it a cappella. Waist so big, every note changed the weather. Boy, like a melody, she put it all back together. Ha, and if you tear back apart, she opened up the book like she opened up my heart. Hip hop been with me from the start. She's a sweetheart, but her soul's too sharp. So your best come smart, with clean hands and a flow that's high. A passion that never stops, open up your eyes.
She said, son, open your eyes.
Sometimes we just need to let the music speak. When we cannot find words to express, you know, what we're feeling in a moment in a time. Sometimes we just need to let the music speak. I know I went into several tracks, right? But I just kind of felt like that's the direction I needed to go. I never plan out my shows. I never plan out my music. You know, artists all the time are like, oh, let me know when you're going to play my track so I can let people know. I'd love for people just to come and listen to the music. And if you hear your own, yay! I know, but maybe I can learn to do better in that. I started out today's show with a piece from my dear friend, G. Wright, called Just Pray. And he wrote that song, I believe, during the time when all the natural disasters were taking place, and Haiti was affected, and, you know, Asia and different locations. And this was his way of kind of, you know, dealing with it himself to then, you know, just sharing, you know, with the world that if we pray, you know, we can bring it back to where things can be okay. And I believe in the power of prayer. I do. I believe that it can give you a sense of peace. I think that it can clear your heart, mind, and soul so that you can understand and see what direction you need to go. I don't believe that God waves a magic wand. I don't. But I believe that he gives us the tools that we need to maneuver through every day of our life and all situations that comes before us. And I had a joke go into a piece by my family, Black Stacks. If you know me, you know that this is a group that I work very closely with out of Seattle, Washington. It is, they are my family. I am a big supporter and team player for them, you know. But there's a reason. There's a reason when I get on board. It's because I do sincerely believe in who they are, in the messages that they're putting out, in the style of music that they're putting out. And I had J.C. Cage, you know, we do a show from time to time called Breaking BS, and we played this song called Rap for Intellect. He let me actually pick the piece for that particular show. And the reason I chose that piece was because, think about it, you know, the power of the mic, it's crazy. I don't know if you as artists really, really think about when you pick up that mic, what are we going to hear? What are we going to experience? You know, we're experiencing a piece of you when you get on stage. We experience a piece of you when a radio show host or DJ plays your music. We experience a piece of you, you know, when you create a spoken word piece and perform it at an open mic, or you paint a painting and it hangs on the wall of a cafe. We experience your art every single day. So I wonder if you think about the power that you create in whatever it is that we experience when it comes to you as an artist. Really, really think about that. I challenge you with that. Then I played a piece called Silent Eyes by my business partner and friend Mark Van Claggett. I love his music. It's music that just calms my soul. It's music that makes me believe in love. It's music that takes me in a direction that sometimes I just need to go. I just need to go. And it's beautiful. Then I went into a piece by Coley Williams called Natural. It's her brand new single. And Coley has this powerful voice. From pictures, she looks very short and small, you know, but she has this powerful voice that just, oh, my goodness, you know, just stops you and says, let me take a listen. Let me pay attention. And one day I'm definitely going to meet her. I love what Paris Tune is bringing out of Arizona. I love it. The artists that he's working with, the music, it is something that should be experienced by all the talents that come through his studio that works with him, that takes the words that he writes and puts voice to it. And I played a piece by Cree Smooth, Cree Turner, down there in Arizona. The man's got an amazing voice, and that piece is called Ordinary Man. Then I took it down to Florida, played a piece by a young man I hope to meet. I missed him when he came to Seattle, but he's an amazing young talent. He's got such a go-getter personality. He's so talented from singing to, you know, rapping to playing a guitar. His name is Royce Lovett, and I played his piece, Hero Song, and then I jumped into a piece by Carol Dubach called Smile. And, you know, the music that I chose to play is just what I was feeling in the moment of today, you know, and that's how music should be, right? You should be able to grab anything or turn, well, you know, I'm old school, right? So I like the CDs, you know, but, you know, be able to put music onto your, I was going to say iPad, so that's not the word right. You know, your MP3 players. Oh, I know I'm going a little old school, but you know what I mean. You know, wherever it is that you listen to music. My daughter, she listens to it off of her phone. You know, but there's ways of, you know, just putting together the sounds that make you feel good or allow you to, you know, experience what it is that you need to experience. There's great music out there. There's great music out there, and I'm really grateful that I can do this. You know, sometimes I struggle with being Lady Flava. Sometimes I struggle, why do I do what I do? Why do I try to support artists? Are they really paying attention? Does it ever really, really matter to them? And I have to reevaluate. I have hard conversations with a variety of people around the United States. I'm blessed to be able to do that. You know, and of course, when you open yourself up, you open yourself up to hear their thoughts and their opinions, which I'm grateful for. Do I say that I agree with everything? No. No. You know, but it's always good to have a new perspective. It's always good to know how people perceive you, you know, or what they would like to see and hear and experience out of you. And that's why I encourage the conversations right now within the families and communities. You know, it's good to have those hard conversations. It's good to come to a resolve together. You know, it's good to open up your minds and to just think. So I want to, you know, continue playing some good music for you. I think I'm going to take you down to Texas and play my boy, Delon White. This is Happy Home.
Thank you. I'm a spoken word artist, I am spoken word star, star skiing in the galaxies, reciting these bars, I'm reciting my heart, lyrical poetry. So delicious, these lyrical snippets can really grow in the spiritual realm. See, I really know then I'm on the spinning record, fight the glow. Whatever the lyric, I bring the soul. Poetic redemption, I be making the whole.
I don't do it for the snaps, don't do it for applause. I don't do it for pats on the back saying, sister, you got a knack for these clauses and these phrases and these words that jump off these pages into our ears. We hear you. We are the receivers of truth, inhaling freedom through God-given gifts. We speakers of words, we thinkers of verbs that give action. I found satisfaction in this gift, so sit back and relax and watch me lift you.
Dreams, the publishers of thought. I'll make this seem brief. See, this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. Once stage fright diminishes, we shine to the utmost. Like Superman without the Clark Kent, Batman without the Bruce Wayne, the Incredible Hulk without Banner. I really do this. Grandfather, you can see me now, you would smile. No matter what happens, rain or shine, love or hate, I am the music maker, the dreamer of dreams.
Nice is an understatement. Like the red undertone of my skin. It's a part of me, but not the majority. Consider me a new trend. Cause I carry fashion through my lips. Creativity, originality, tediously proceeds through my being. My mouth opens with persistence. Always consistent, and I speak with the intent to make my ancestors proud. From Brooklyn to Iraq, I've been around, and the first friend I've truly found is poetry. She took my flaws and grabbed hold of me. She can care less who knows we go together. She loves me boldly and she keeps me safe by her side. And in between the fluctuation of my lifelines, I hide within her white lines. I never thought my life would reside on the sides of wide ruled notebook lines. And I tell the tale of a woman who says it loud. I'm a poet and I'm proud. And I thank God, Jesus, Buddha, Jah, Allah, for my art, for my heart, for bandaging my internal scars. And for you, I'll make way and give you a chance to listen to what I have to say. Cause if you got the time, there's no way I can't change your life. I'm living proof. I save lives when I write.
This morning, I just had to let the music speak. I just had to let the music speak. Today, I closed out the show with Delon and Happy Home, Colette with Angels, and my girl Monica Monet with Spoken Word and several of her spoken word artists down there in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava. You didn't have to be here with me, but I appreciate that you came. I appreciate that you indulge me and allow me to speak my mind and say my piece as I share some amazing talents with you that come to me from here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am, to across the United States and even around the globe. I am proud to represent the artists that are heard on Flava News Radio. Love yourselves. Hug yourselves. Support your babies. You know, let's bring our country back together. It starts with us. It starts with us. We can sit here and we can blame a whole lot of other people, right? But let's turn it into who we are and what we're putting forth in just our small circle of our family and the people in our world. God bless you all, and my prayers go up. Have a great day.